Welcome, Reading Finnegan's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 52nd episode. And today, our session begins on page 126, which is actually book one, chapter six, which is made up of 12 questions. And we have done page just 128 before in the eighth session. But Ian's going to take us back to the beginning of this chapter, on page 126. And the first question goes about 13 pages. And the answer is a very short answer after 13 pages of details describing what this question is about. The answer is Finn McCool. And I remember Ion saying that refers to Donald Trump, which is incredibly controversial. But we were just learning how the wake was about today, as well as every other time. Or however, Ion's creating this magic of making the content of the wake relevant to this week's events, so to speak. So, so as you listen to this, we're doing Trump. Whatever Trump is, what is Donald Trump? He's an image, and that image, I guess, contains the whole history of the race, of the races, of the whole world, just like Biden would become president, and he contained everything that the experience of politics in America leads to. So, going back to 126, which starts off with the question, so? S-O question mark, top of page 126. So, who do you know tonight, lazy and gentlemen? The echo is where in the back of the woods. Call him forth. Just a second. I forgot to unmute Ion. Are you there, Ion? Is that the right one?
Right here. Right here. Okay.
All right. So. Starts off with, so?
So. Well, that's a good place to start.
Okay.
Tonight. Who do you know tonight? Know tonight. Like, not K-N-O-W, N-O. Know tonight. And then lazy and gentleman. That's what you have here. It's setting the scene. Everything seemed changed overnight. And now all of a sudden, now we start off with, so. What do you deny or know to deny? What do you know to deny or deny or not deny? Lazy and gentlemen. Okay, now go ahead.
The echoes where in the back of the woods, call them forth. And then in brackets it has Sean McIrwick, brief dragger, for the concern of Messrs. John Jameson and Song, rated 100 and thin per store 100 on this nightly quick-quick-quack of the 12 apostrophes. Set by John.
Okay. Now you're starting to set the scene here. They're starting to check everything. The ticky talk is starting to take over the meme of the disenchantment or the enchantment of information. Basically, that's what we're talking about here. The brief draggers. They're not doing news. Nobody listens to news because you can't trust them because everything they say is not true. Now, back in the woods, the echoes that everybody's hearing, that everybody knew was the case, that Hunter, believe it or not, Hunter Biden indeed did own the laptop. Believe it or not, there was no Russian collusion. And so bring him back, call him forth. So now the brief draggers, and now we're going to go into the next little part for the jacket, let's see.
The jacket, yeah, so rated 100 and thin per store 100 on this nightly quick-quack of the 12 apostrophes set by Jocket Earweek.
Apostrophe. The tropes.
You mean metaphors? Tropes?
T-R-O-P-H-E-S. It's apostrophe.
What are tropes? You mean metaphors with T-E-S?
Yes, correct. The 12 of them, they keep coming, and they change, and then they come again, and then they change, and then they come again. They bring in their TikTok and setting the 12 tropes set by Jocket. So go ahead.
Yeah, set by Jocket Mick Earwig. He misunderstruck an aim for Amalo of number three of them and left his free natural riposte to four of them in their own fine artful disorder.
Now this is artful disorder. Okay, now you're looking at the world today, and it's a solid mess worldwide. There's no place you can go with it's a mess. I mean, there's not it's not like, I'm going to Papua New Guinea. Everything's nice over there. No, it's a mess everywhere. And this is now trying to set the tone of how bad it is, kids could say, reasonably trying to figure out which ones were left and messed up. So the number three and then the four naturally repost as they keep finding their own artful disorder. That's the algorithm that sets the parts that you're able allowed to see. The quickie quack, the quiz quiz quack quack, the quiz ticky tock. Mm-hmm. That's what it's setting to show you. This is explaining the first part of the question, which indeed does have to do with the President Trump.
Yeah, because, of course, once the Trump regime happened in 2016, 2017, he was accused of creating a divided America and a mess, and 50% who hated Trump thought he was the archetype, the devil of creating disorder. So knowing it's going to lead to Trump, we see what this Joyce is anticipating by saying four of them in their own fine artful disorder. Very good terms to give us the hint that Trump is afoot here. But, of course, nobody knew that when you're reading. But with our retrospect, we can, with our hindsight, we can see that. So, all right, very good. So, question number one. What second to none myth erector and Maximus bridges maker was the first to rise taller through his beanstail than the blue gum bababon or the gigantic Wellingtonia sequoia? Semicolon. So this is the first clause of hundreds of clauses that are describing the answer, Finn McCool. But we might want to look to see, or Ryan's going to tell us how to relate it to the Trump era. So.
Which is now. Which is now.
Yes. And it's a time of incredible information dissemination. So all this information that's swirling around the White House or the President or Trump is accurately laid out in this inventory for 13 pages of everything talked about. The inventory is incredible. Mm-hmm. So, so when I come to the end of a clause, I'll say end and then go on to the next clause. So, The first clause was, what second to none myth erector and Maximus bridges maker was the first to rise taller through his beanstail than the blue gum bababon or the gigantic Wellingtonia sequoia? Now that, we know Trump is a great exaggerator of his immense significance. And this is saying,
never as big as it was. It's never as good as it was. It's never, I'm making greatness greater. I'm going to have a greater greatness. I may want to make America more America again. More America again.
Yeah. Right. So that's the end of the first clause. Second clause, describing this person or thing, went nudie boots with trotters into a Lafayette when she was barely in her tricklies. End.
Okay. Go back now. So now you're starting to see it's all being exposed now. Not then. The wake was trying to tell you what was going to happen, but you had to get up to here for you to recognize that. Because if we came out, we said all kind of stuff, and everybody just basically was running, setting their hair on fire, trying to get away, trying to say what was actually taking place when the pendulum swung so far the other way. So now you're starting to see creaks and cricks and echoes and problems and the beanstalk that's running which way up. So that you get to find out what a blue gum is, and the blue gum, that would be regarding, Biden, Joseph Robin Biden. This is, the problem that's so gigantic now that Wellington Sequoia, which would be done with Trump, went nudie boots with the trousers.
Yeah, so Trump's scandalous sexual life, his early years, as hinted here, he went nudie boots with trouters into Olivia when she was barely in her tricklies. It's almost like talking about, they implied he had an affair with his daughter, right?
So, yeah, of course, but they said, But they said that all along. They said that when he was in office, that she was just too cuddly with her dad, and she was too much. It was almost like Herbert Marshall McLuhan, by the way.
All right, that's the second clause. Third clause. Was well known to Claude a conciliation cap on the esker of his hoof. And fourth clause. Sports, so describing it or him, sports a chain gangers Albert solemnly over his Hollander's epulence. End. Thought he weighed a new ton when there fell his first lap apple.
There's a lap apple? There's a lap apple? Oh, my God, no. Tell me there's not a lap apple. We've been waiting on. They told us, the FBI and 50 high-up people told us that that was Russian disinformation and there wasn't a lap apple. There was no lap apple. And it's not true. But now, all of a sudden, they've changed, and now there is a lap apple. And, oh, okay, well, there was some stuff. Oh, yeah. We did see his penis in the lap apple. And there was, we did see smoking crack. Yeah, his teeth was falling out and he got implants. Yes, we know. It's all that. And all the money changes and all the different issues. Actually, he got a ton of money where they found it on his first, notice, here we go, the first lap apple. That gives the pose to rise that there's another lap apple. It's heinously going to expose every single thing. And if it is a thing, and not Russian disinformation, then it's either all true or it's none true. See the rub?
Yeah. Now, what's amazing is you didn't include page 126 when you did this section before. You started in the middle of 127. And we didn't know.
Because there was a...
We didn't know.
No, then,
because what? You said because there wasn't?
Because it hadn't been exposed that it really was a laptop. Now, the four people that watched Fox News thought there might be a question about a laptop somewhere, but everybody else said, hell no, everybody's clear. The FBI does not lie. We go, oh, okay, glad you told us.
So what's it, we couldn't get to what this means until today, in the 52nd episode.
Correct. That's the point.
It just came out last week or 2 weeks ago. Something, and it's a big deal.
So, well, it's just beginning. It's just beginning, because they accept and come into this position, and all of a sudden now, it's like building to a crescendo. That's what you're seeing. The cloud of conciliation. Claude of conciliation. It's kind of like, okay, we were wrong, but we didn't mean to be wrong. Okay, we were liars, but we didn't mean to be liars. You're misunderstanding. When we go before Congress and swear under oath, that's just our opinion. Not true or not. It's just what we think about it. We didn't think that way. It's not to the best of our record. Oh, well, that's classified. We can't be talking. Oh, well, that's under investigation. We can't be talking about. Oh, no, this is what we, oh, no. We can't expose ourselves for the idiots that we may have become. We can't expose ourselves because of the idiocies that we have belabored the crucial, crystallizing positions that have been laid into the world, because everything is not American. America affects the world. It's been put into a place where it becomes ridiculous. I mean, people that have a little age on them, if there is such a thing as age, turn around and look and go, this is just crazy. This is crazy time. Everybody must be on the fentanyl because this don't make no sense. But now everything that you told us that so now is so, and now you're having to answer for it, but you don't want to answer. Gain of function. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Gain of function. Yeah. Y'all want to go ahead and put Fauci for president? Let him impeach Biden and put Fauci for president. That'd be a good way to solve it all. He'd get it all worked out. Wouldn't take him but a minute.
Well, what's incredible is we first did this in the 8th episode. We weren't used to what Ian was seeing. But as we did the subsequent, 40 more episodes, we got to understand how Ian was on it. You could see the present, our time, in this old book. And we're better prepared to get this now than year and a half ago, whenever this was done.
About five people were confused. They didn't understand, like you know, what going nudie boots was about.
Yeah, they don't even know what it means. I know the way. I've been doing Phineas Wade for 60 years. I deserve this inside view that Ion's giving. I hung around. I studied with the best. Yeah.
Well.
So, now they talk about lately, the Democrats saying, yeah, we're going to have a reconciliation conference or convention or something. They are talking about, like they did in South Africa, you know, there's so many mistakes made that we need to have a reconciliation or conciliation or something. That's actually being proposed. So here it is. So, was well known to clod a conciliation cap onto the Escarabas Hooth and sports a chain gangers Albert Solmanly over his Hollander's opulence and thought he weighed a new ton when there fell his first lap apple and gave the heinousness of choice to every night betwixt Yesterdicks and Two Marys and...
Oh, not Yesterdick. Not Yesterdicks and Two Marys. Oh, my God. Two Marys at the same time. My God. Bob, now everybody that's listening, now be real careful. This is going to get sensitive. Don't get angry with us. Don't get angry with us. We did not do this. This is James Joyce. There might be reference to colored people coming up real soon. So be real careful. Don't be offended. Don't be offended. Go ahead.
Okay, just a second.
Well, I don't know. It couldn't be too bad. The NAACP still uses that word. Maybe that's not so bad. Maybe nobody will be offended. We hope not.
I had to clear my throat. Okay, so we're at this Yesterdicks and Two Marys. Next clause. Had seminal successive colored cerebonate maids on the same big white drawing room hearth rug. And
oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, now we're going through. Now we're going through the cocaine-based, eight-ball-fueled weekends of debauchery enjoyed by, Hunter Biden, the first son, the not-dead son of, Biden.
It also echoes, Epstein, who's working in this world.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. You better stay apart from them Yesterdicks. They'll get you going pretty bad betwixt the Yesterdicks. You better be careful. Well, that's them kind of parties. It might not go the way you want.
Is a Wilberforce to this hour at house as he was in Heather and pump the Catholic war tree and shock the Protestant Boyne and killed his own hungry self in anger as a young man. Killed his own hungry self and anger as a young man. Yeah, Trump did that. And found fodder for five when all Mark and Rose go flooded. And
yeah. Now, wait. Now, fodder for five, that's the Bob Five Potting model. That's being applied right now. But now you can't really draw a pinhead yet because you don't know all the details. You have the quadrants, but you don't know the spaces. So the lines and spaces are how you fit it together. But that'll come. That'll come here. Just won't take long, but may not be this particular thing. Because you're going to have to get to the hexatic before this makes any sense. Now, go ahead, Bob. We don't want to spoil your rage.
But the Trump era really supported my chart, which was made way back in 1995.
Trump era is now.
Yeah, and it created all kinds of fodder for my five-bodied map. So yes, Joyce predicted the success.
It'd be great when you get it. It'd be great when you get it finished.
Okay, he has found spotter for five when all Mark and Rose go flooded, and with here Irish or high Irish tutors Cornish made easy, and voucher of rotables toll of the road, and
y'all. We got bad news. The banking system is done.
Yeah, this weekend.
So the voucher of rotables, that's your market, that's your bank, the toll of the road, that's the price you're going to pay.
It'd be began with the Knights Templar 1,000 years ago. Toll of the Road, right? That's how they started. Yep.
It wasn't a toll of the road. It was so that they could get there. They were the robbers. They would rob you in coaches. So they did this. The toll of the road was you give the fella here your money, you pay a fee, and then you pick up the money at the other end so you know you make it through the woods.
Yeah.
And so it's not a toll, it was a premium you had to pay to get your money. Otherwise, you didn't get your money out.
But that's after the knights were raiding people and scaring them to implement the toll, the insurance.
They called it scallywags doing it, but they were the scallywags getting paid. Yeah. Either way. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So then the next section. Bred many-headed stepsons for one leap-your-own totter in. Is too funny for a fish and has too much outside for an insect. In.
Yeah.
Like a heptagon crystal and prisms, trues, and Like a heptagon crystal and prisms, trues, and fausts for us. In. Is infinite swell in unfitting indumens. In.
Yeah, let's see. Here's what's happening now. They're setting the stage like, oh my God, we made a mistake. This is terrible. This is awful. Fauci did what? Okay, now we're going into the ecstatic. And those crystals are going to be, or imprison, these truths that Fauci has set us. Unsweating indictment or indictment. Go ahead.
Is infinite swell in unfitting indumens in? Once was he shoveled, and once was he arson, and once was he inundered, and she hung him out Bill Bailey. In.
Yeah. So, there you go. And here's what's happened now. He's been caught, really caught at it, and now it's on, because now he's got the answer for it. He's got to make the connection between the gain of function, the document, Bird actually has those documents, so he probably won't share them. But anyway, the document in Massachusetts that funded Wuhan and the whole nine yards to go with that. So that's a whole another conversation of connect the dots. But that's all been laid out. But when it was laid out, nobody believed it. So because that's not possible. The Americans not going to pay China to make a coronavirus to kill everybody on the planet. Fuck, what sense does that make? Why in the world would the United States of America pay China Lab to construe a virus that there's nothing that can overcome it to kill everybody in the world? And then make everybody get a vaccination that's killing everybody more than the coronavirus is killing. It's pretty classic if you really look at it. But it's becoming, which is a becoming stage of procusal.
But that happened during Trump's era. So this he that got arsoned and was in under, and she hung him out, Bill, it can be Trump as well as Biden.
Yeah, both. Well, you're going to see that we're going into quadrants now. We said we could do a thin thread because you got to do the quadrant. That's next. Come on.
Yeah, next section. Has a quadrant in his tile to tell Toler Cad a clog it is. Wow, there it is, quadrant. What do you think of that, Bert? Anybody else here knows my chart?
Toler Cad a clog. Toler Cad a clog. The Speaker of the House. A quadrant in his tile to tell the Speaker of the House it is. Go ahead.
That would be Pelosi or McCarthy.
No. McCarthy. McCarthy, because now you're having to come up and now we're having to realize that now that Fauci's retired, quote, quote, retired, that he should be impaled.
All right, next section. Offers chances to long on, but stands up to Leggy before. And found coal at the end of his harrow and moss roses behind the scenes. Didn't Trump renew the coal industry?
He did.
Yeah.
He sure did, before. But see, then his call got... Go ahead.
Yeah, he found coal at the end of his harrow and moss roses behind the scenes. And made a fort out of his postern and wrote F-E-R-T, capital letters, on his buckler. Wrote F-E-R-T on his buckler.
Uh-huh. What does F-E-R-T stand for, Bob?
I don't have my annotations here. I don't know. We'll find out.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's not the right thing. The first affirmative position is when this gets done. This was what was Trump's moniker that he was trying to say is. And then the first on his bucket, he put his saying like MAGA. Same way he put MAGA on the hat. And now, of course, Biden's running around saying that those malicious MAGA people are going to destroy everything. Meanwhile, even just as today, he's now drilling in Alaska and he's having to undo, put back in the Trump era border crossing system, which had no sneak about. I mean, you had a handful. They always got called. So now you're saying the first.
Biden's rebuilding the Trump stuff?
Yes, but he's having to redo it as of today.
Okay, so you blipped out. The third or something, you said done, undone. But it got blipped.
Yeah,
so
everything that Trump did, there was one. Day one, Biden came in and undid everything. Okay,
yeah.
And now Biden is having to put it back. You'll see in just a second. Yeah, he lays it out perfectly. Go ahead.
And FERT refers to that being
you'll see
canceled.
It. You'll see it in just you'll just see it in just a second.
Okay, made a fort out of his posture and wrote FERT on his buckler. Is escape master in chief from all sorts of outing places. If he out heralds
mostly Delaware, mostly in Delaware.
All right. Is escape master in chief from all sorts of hooting places. And if he out heralds against Barkers to the shoe bread, he acts whitely. And was evacuated at the mere appearance of three germ huns and twice besieged by a sweep. And
yep. That's the documents and the more documents that they're even finding even now. They found more today. You won't hear about it for a few days because they're trying to wait for a nice Friday to tell you more bad news.
Where did they find these ones?
Yeah, the other house, the beach house.
Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Oh, okay.
Biden.
All right. Now, this next clause is where we began in the eighth session. We began with this clause, which says, from zoomorphology to omni-animalism, he is broached by the spin of a coin. Now, is that referring to Trump or Biden there?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Well, no, wait, now go back. Read again. Go back and read again. It does both. Go ahead.
From zoomorphology to omni-animalism, so zoomorphology is Trump, to Biden is omni-animalism. He is broached by the spin of a coin.
Correct.
Does that mean?
And see what this is. This, everything Trump did great, Biden's undoing. Then now Biden's caught in his stuff, and now he's going to be drawn and quartered, it looks like, pretty quick here, because it's getting ugly. When Adam Schiff won't stand up for you, you have trouble.
So they both were broached by the spin of a coin.
Exactly right. That's right.
Okay.
Both levels. Mm-hmm.
Right. The next section, towers, and Eddie Stoon amid the lampless, casting swan beams on the deep, and threatens thunder upon malefactors and sends whispers up frau-frau's frou-frous. And
right.
When Duke Hookback-Crook upsets his ass booze-a-worthy's jeer and junket, but they booze him ooze and baz his ass when he looks like Hunkett Plunkett. Is that about Trump or Biden?
That's about Biden. Where they're saying, now they're saying, uh-oh, there's some malevolence going up here. We got to figure out what's going on. And then we got to go back to the dark spot. That's where Edison lost his lamp. Mm-hmm. So there's a theory quickly now with no electricity.
We'll be
waiting on swan beams.
Right, where's the word dark? I don't see the word dark.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. Broached by the spin of a coin, towers and Edison amid the lamp lit,
casting
swan beam on the deep.
Right. Okay. Then we did the next paragraph, ends in hunk and punk it. The next clause. Now, the next clause. By so's and so's, and search a party on a lady of this city. Would that be Pelosi? By so's and so's,
no, no. A party? No, no, no. This is going to be the end of Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Hmm. By so and so's, and search a party on...
Because you haven't heard any peep out of her lately. Just little bites here and there. But there, that Hillary won't feel the cling of this problem, but the name will. That's what needs to get corrected here.
Because she's a double.
Yeah, not born as not
the original.
A Rodham.
So, yeah, so they're going to do a search on her.
No, no, they're going to, no, it's not a search. It's basically a pinning the tail on the donkey. Well, if everything else wasn't true, then this wasn't true either. I mean, it's the same way when Trump won the election in 16, they said, this was not a right election, this isn't right, this isn't supposed to go, la, 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 all that crap. And then when it happened on the other side and Trump said the same thing, they were like, oh, you ridiculous. The chain of power. The transfer of power, peaceful transfer of power. You bad boy. You're a bad boy. And then here we go down the rest of the story when they raid the Capitol. And now they find out that everybody was staying within the guardrails of the house that they paid for. So it gets kind of hard to trespass on your own house. But that's another thing. Now, you go just a little bit more, but you can stop anytime you want to because this gets us where you want to be. But go ahead if you want to get a good, even place to lay it out.
Yeah, and I want to give, so we have time to go over. So, yeah, because we're still within your time. You know, you've got another hour.
No, that, not until the time changes, but go ahead, you're fine.
Yeah,
I'm saying for your recording, for your recording.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so they're going after Hillary's by so's and so's and search a party on a lady of the city. Next section, business, reading newspaper, smoking cigar, arranging tumblers on table, eating meals, pleasure, et cetera, pleasure, eating meals, arranging tumblers on table, going backwards, smoking cigar, reading newspaper, business, end of section. Minerals.
Now,
washing.
Now this is, now wait, this is where you're getting the taste of what's going down on the other side. Trump's just busy, living, playing golf, eating, talking to people, eating, moving around, enjoying himself, having no problems, and see, and those were the days, and he was their hero. That, what you call half of America.
Yeah. Okay, the next section, minerals, wash and brush up, local views, that's him watching TV, local views, juju
talking. Yeah, the Joy Behar show.
Yeah. All right, minerals, wash and brush up. Now, minerals, that's Carolyn's minerals. That's the
correct.
She sells. Yeah, that's him taking Carolyn's products. Minerals, wash and brush up, local views, juju toffee, comic and birthdays cards. And those were the days, and he was their hero. Oh, yeah, you read that. That's talking about previous to now, 2016 to 2020. Those were the days, and he was their hero. And cake, sunset shower, red clay cloud, sorrow of Sahara, oxide on iron. And a rained and a tainted. That's the, like, impeachments, right? A rain and a tainted.
For a telephone call made with Zelensky, you remember? The telephone call was with Zelensky, the actor.
Yeah.
The actor.
Okay. Right.
Just making sure we're on the same page. He got impeached, literally impeached over that.
Yeah, perfect. Now was Zelensky call. In on the con to nail Trump? Was he in on that?
No, it wasn't a con to that. It was some con to hide the money that the Biden got. Biden got the $1 billion out of that before.
And so
that was the Biden problem.
Yeah,
well, it's how we said this before, we're going to say it again. Here we go, like this. Everything that the Democrats accused Trump of doing, they have actually physically done. He apparently did not do. So it's like, now wait a second, how does this, wait, stop. What are we talking about here? And there we go. Mm-hmm.
So Zelensky knew what the Biden people were doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then when Trump was...
He was pitching and catching. Remember, there was all this nasty stuff going on in Ukraine, and we call it Ukrainia. All these terrible things. So this money grabbing, this, problem that. All these bad things that were taking place and going down. Then what happened to come to find out that all this, that's how he, the actor, became the president anyway, was because of all the robbing, stealing, and foolishness that was going on in that country. You see?
Yeah. So, arraigned and attainted, listed and lighted, pleaded and proved. And
here we go. Pleaded and proved. Now, just now, it's come to light that there is all kinds of problems, that there might be some miscegenation going on here.
Yeah. Just this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we had read this 2-3 weeks ago, which we would have, but we had a break, this wouldn't have applied so strongly as it does this past week.
Correct. And it was building. There was a crescendo that was building. Everybody could kind of see it, but they can't see it. They look, but they don't see. They talk, but they don't speak. They nod, but they don't agree. See? And now it's coming back to where that's the only choice left. So, okay, we'll go with it. And so, Bob, as you would say, James Joyce wrote this metaphorically as Occam's razor until you figure it out. Occam's razor until you figure it out. And then it's a different conversation. So then it's kind of like, well, wait a minute. What do you mean? You mean the money that Biden stopped when they didn't get the $1 billion loan and Zelensky was exposing and he talked to Trump and they had a conversation about this awful thing that was happening in the lab in Kiev, or they say Kiev, so they don't know how to speak, apparently. And they say these words because this nasty thing there that's fixing to get unleashed because, guess what? Your little buddy from Russia, the Tartarians, they have now cut the water off and the power off to Kiev so that the holders of the bad things in the bad place in the bad lab can't be contained.
Hmm.
And the rest, yeah, they say, will be in infamy.
If those don't know, you referred to Russia as Tartaria. That was an ancient empire preceding the Tsar's empires and the Russian Empire and the Soviet Union. There you said Tartarians. That's a historical point. Okay, so arraigned and attainted, listed and lighted, pleaded and proved. And catches his check at Bank of Ingang, and endorses his doom at Chapel Exit. And brain of the Franks.
That's all of your banking system, but you can thank Bob. Or gets in Bob a thank you card for destroying the financial situation in the world. So that's kudos
to Bob. Is that the brain of the Franks? You're talking about the brain of the Franks?
That's the Franks. That's the Bank of England. That's the Crown. Crown Inc. And then now the bank's closing in the U.S. because this one bank will undo the FDIC.
Right. So
you know that, right?
The Franks goes back to...
Stop. Yeah. You can't just say right. You can't just say right, Bob. You can't say, oh, right. Bob, did you hear what we said?
Going back to the FDIC.
No. The bank that closed yesterday or Friday, okay, if all the claims for each depositor up to $250,000 each for that bank will undo the FDIC at one bank. There's 200 banks that are in worse shape than that one that they just closed.
What is the FDIC?
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. They said that your money in the bank is guaranteed up to $250,000 by the government, by the Federal Deposit Insurance Company. And they don't have enough coverage to cover this loss.
Yeah.
And now, that's Meta. That's why Meta's going to fire about half of their staff. And on. It just keeps on. On and on, and we don't really care. it fixed it just like that.
Okay. The Franks, that's the
French special, Frank.
Yeah, the special people that were mentioned in The Matrix, the Meta something.
Correct.
What were they called? The Merovingians. That's the era of the Merovingians, which were special bankers or something before the Templars. So does the crown come out of the Merovingians? 500
as well. Okay. As well. As well. Because it's part. Because say you're saying the words and they all work out, but you're doing it within a rear view mirror. You can't do that from the other side, because if you do it, you know, if you didn't have that rear view mirror, you wouldn't be so clear, progressive, because you wouldn't have any way to know that.
Okay, brain of the Franks, hand of the Christian, tongue of the North, and commands to dinner and calls the bluff. Is that what's happening right this weekend, calling the bluff?
That's calling the bluff, and it commands the dinner. And the tongue of the North, that's when we say North, that's where that would be the division between North and South, of course. And here we go, right at 419 votes, right fresh out of the hopper, to unveil everything to do with COVID-19. And Biden said, no thank you, not going to happen.
You mean the House of Representatives did 419 votes?
Yep, that's right. Everybody, almost everybody agreed. For the investigating the origin of COVID-19, but Biden doesn't want to sign it. He can't expose that because he's going to get in. Because moments a bit ago, But what happens is he can't sign that because it's going to implicate him. Because all that China money from China and what Trump called it, the China virus. Mr. President, why do you keep calling it the China virus? He says, because it came from China. When he got caught on confetti, in a very bad tweet on a very good day. So that's another conversation. But see, now it's all swinging back the other way, but it's not going to be enough because you're out of funds. So that's a
out
revelation
of what?
Term.
Out of funds.
Thunder. Thunder. You're out of thunders.
Oh, thunder. Thunder.
You have run out of thunders, and that's a revelation. So we don't want to mix the spirits here, but they kind of do apply. So just all a little right, bit so, more, and you can finish far from there, Bob.
So, now you got Morgan's coming up. Is that J.P. Morgan?
It's gone. J.P. Morgan's too. They don't have all bonds to save them this time.
Okay, yeah. So, so the previous clause, commands the dinner and calls the bluff. And has a block at Morgan's and a hatash all the afternunch, and plays Dehemerat when he's Ernst, but misses Mozzie when he's Lustig, and walked as far as the head where he sat in state, as the Rump.
Yep.
Rumpelstiltskin? Trump.
As the Trump.
No, Trump.
As the Trump.
Wow. Walked as far as the head where he sat in state as the Rump. Yeah, he was a Trump, but everybody treated him as a rump. And,
basically.
And I think that refers to cornball.
At least a Boston butt.
That refers to, who's the Puritan in 1649, 1650?
Cromwell.
Cromwell. Yeah. And his parliament was called the Rump, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Rump Parliament?
Yeah.
So the Puritanism of Cromwell is echoed by Trump on some level. If people don't like the image of America he's trying to retrieve. So he would be considered a rump administration.
Great. Or you have a Catholic Biden that the Catholic Church says is a heretic because he permits abortion. Either Biden is a bad Catholic or Trump is a good atheist. We're not sure. We don't know. That'll be another session or two if we get that far. Bob's got a big trip planned, y'all. We may not have many more of these, but we're going to do what we can while we can, as we can.
Right. And what, now, next part, walked as far as the head, where he sat and stayed as the rump, and shows early English trace marks and a marigold window with manigilt lights, a myriascope, two remarkable pisanies, and three well worth seeing ambries. Now, you have this English history. This gets into the Bank of England stuff, right? And the crown
correct.
Ink. That's your
crown ink. That's right. And there's the myriascope when they start taking the pieces apart and looking and seeing what they're seeing. Those marvelous arches aren't going to hold up very well. The nave must be in question.
Right. That's in the next section. But just to repeat that last clause, shows early English trace marks in a marigold window with manigilt lights, a myriascope, two remarkable piscines, and three well worth seeing ambries. And arches all portcullised, and his nave dates from dots. And
that's a good place to stop. That's a good place to stop, because now you're redoing the thing now, and that's going to be a different stand, because the moldy stone has already been established. That's when it was a problem. The next section, when y'all go back and re-listen to that, how they overlap, the others give more step of how awful it was. You can't get here, you can't get there. There's encumbering. Who's the Earl? Ship, slap, grab a bite, sleep, box, do, la, goo, doom, groom, over the manor, over the field, through the hither hills, go. So it's not enough. The fiery throat, to send the boys in their socks all walking in, and they're going to do some farting with their carbon oxide and zinc stockings to show the slappers when they loosen the holes on her stock, her dry pooter. Her pooter's dry for the ill people in the Pinkham's pellet. Oh, yeah, they're pale. That was telling you how awful it was. Now we've caught you up to now from here forward. Now you'll know how this goes, because it goes on for a while, but that won't be the next section, because we got to get into the next things that are going to happen. Somehow we have figured out, or Bob figured out, how to know what's going to happen. And that's his ace up his sleeve. He knows what's up. And so it's a control thing, because he doesn't care. I mean, we could tell him everything and he'd forget. It wouldn't be a problem. there's nothing going on here. It's all quiet on the Eastern Front. Nothing serious going on here. It's pretty good. But now what happens is it's starting to take the teeth are getting sharper and they've got a little blood in the blue gum. So it's starting to pick up a little bit. So that's amazingly simple.
Right, but you were saying it's all about what was bad in the Trump era or over the last 500 years? What's the bad era that you were saying?
What's the difference?
So it was bad until now. Now the light, the breakthrough, the epiphanies are on the headlines starting now, this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Soon the headline will be "World Ends."
No. It'll be the last one. The last one that leaves, turn off the lights.
Okay. So for those that want to see what we did from 128 up to 139, go to episode 8 in our inventory at ianandbob.com, and it's January 2nd, 2021, the 8th episode in this inventory, where we're now just completing episode 52. Okay, so
2021. Do you mean to say the year 2021, Bob? I don't think you do.
That's when we did the 8th episode, January 2nd, 2021. Did I say 1921 or something?
No, it's okay. If it is, it is. We don't do time, so we certainly aren't going to correct it.
I mean, we've been doing this for 2 years.
Things like yesterday.
All right, yesterdicks. All right, so now I'll unmute people.
All participants are now unmuted.
So, begin to express your flabbergasted and awe at what you've just experienced.
Well, this is a lot of Biden here, Bob, more than Trump that I see. You go down to 126.
Both apply, yes.
I think if we had done it earlier, Ian, it would have applied more to Trump. But now, because Biden's sitting in that position, if we go to 126 halfway down, went nudie boots with trousers into Lafayette when she was barely in her tricklies. It was Biden who was accused of sniffing the heads and stuff of little girls whenever they came near him.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
And then gave the heinousness of choice to every night betwixt yardsticks and two Marys. Biden had two wives, Nelia Hunter and Jill Biden. So there's the two Marys.
But that reference also has to do Hunter.
Hunter,
making marks on everything he did. I mean, he would go have very bad things. I guess he wanted to record it all because he'd done drugs and he didn't remember what he was doing. So he made a good documentation of making a little scrapbook that's going to scrap the whole crowd of them after a little bit when they start.
Correct. I'm seeing references to both Biden and Hunter almost simultaneously in these remarks.
Mm-hmm.
And then had several successive colored Serber maids on the same big white drawing room hearth rug. We mustn't forget that it was the Democrats who formed the KKK, and so most likely they were sleeping with their maids. Pumped the Catholic watery. Biden is a Catholic, acknowledged Catholic.
Well, yeah, but the Catholic Church won't acknowledge him.
Yeah, but he kind of thinks of himself, and the Democrats look at him as a Catholic. So I'm just going from that point.
No question. That's the whole point. That's why we said what we did about the difference between it. That either Biden is a bad Catholic or Trump was a good atheist.
Yeah. And then a next sentence, killed his own hungry self in anger as a young man. Biden is the angry one. Trump has never come across seemingly angry, and Biden really looks like an angry man, especially when he came. And plus, with Irish tutors, Cornish made easy. Biden's great grandmother was Marianne Hanafy, who was Irish. So there he has that Irish lineage. And then if we go down sort of a quarter of the page of 127, where we get to his escape master-in-chief from all sorts of hiding places, that I see as the election fraud and the hiding of votes and the bringing
Dominion.
Of votes out.
Dominion. Yeah. Dominion. Dominion. That's Sidney Powell courtesan.
All right.
Yeah, what section is that? I didn't slip my attention.
That's about a quarter of the way down the page. Is escape master in chief from all sorts of hiding places.
Oh yeah. So who's that?
That's Biden. You know, he gets the election through all the stuff that was hidden about what was going on in the election.
Oh yeah, I see.
Well, even he was hidden in his basement. How in the world would you win an election but never leave in your basement? Crazy.
Yeah, and exactly, Ian, that's two sentences down, evacuated at a mere appearance of three germ hunts. So during the pandemic, any germ hunts showed up, Biden was already hiding away from the pandemic situation.
Yeah.
And then one more, if we go down to booze, him, ooze, and bars, his ass, when he looks like Hunkett Plunkett. And in there I see two references. Booze, him, and ooze, and bars, that's Brandon. Remember, Brandon.
Yeah.
Now let's go. Let's go, Brandon. They made it, they said, let's go, Brandon.
That's correct.
Then they made a funny meme about that. It says, y'all please stop saying that. Joe thinks his name is Brandon now.
And his ass when he looks like Hunkett Plunkett. That's what he looks like when he's falling up the stairs, which he's done a few times already.
Yeah. And that when he soils himself, he says that often as well.
Yeah.
Can
so that's
be
my
Hunter?
Input. Thank you. Many of them can be Hunter. I think many of them can be simultaneously Hunter and Biden. That's the strange thing.
as McLuhan said, we were all information hunters. It was an information hunting society. Uh-huh. So he's got an archetypal name. He's
Daddy.
The average guy hunting pussy, hunting information, hunting for everything. He's Hunter. He's biding his time. He's biding his scandal. He's biding when he'll get his billion from China.
Well, like you said in the debate, we're going to work it out. We're working it out.
Just like that. All right. That's all I got for you, Bob and Iron. Thank you.
Very good.
That was very good. Very good. Better than normal.
Yeah, so who's next? Richard. You got anything to contribute, Richard? Richard's not even here. Go ahead.
Poor Richard. You heard his statement, Bob. You heard his statement.
Every time he's here. So,
yeah. I've got a pattern, Bob and Iron. Pattern starts. I mentioned the last of the Thunders, and I consulted my list here of the seven vials and trumpets to see what the seventh one was, and that's a trumpet, a vial, and a great earthquake. And now that links me back to the bottom of page 127, and it says, two remarkable piscines. Now, piscine is a stone basin, so I'm thinking that's like a volcano.
You're trying to say plinth. It's called a plinth. And yes, there is another coming. Correct.
There's two remarkable volcanoes brewing in Alaska presently.
I seem to recall you mentioned
that they were the beginning of the problem that was alive in California.
Of the caldera, not California. Yeah. Caldera, which is they've had to close because the painted pots are spitting fit.
What did they have to close?
The National Forest, Yellowstone. Mm. Well, we call it Jellystone. We call it Jellystone after Yogi Berra.
Yeah. So the Alaska triggers the caldera.
We don't want to get too far, but okay. We don't want to hurt Brent's feelings, Bob. We didn't want to hurt. We did, but we didn't want to hurt Brent's feelings.
Yeah, so.
You said we were going to be dead by now, Ion, and we're not dead. I'm not sure. I may be dead. Well, if I was dead, I should be able to know that I'm not. If I was dead, I should be able to know that I'm not. Wait, you're dead. No, wait. Yeah, it doesn't work out for us either, so we'll see how it goes. Feel it. It's like. Like Bob's marriage vows, I like you pretty good. Let's see how this goes.
So, the whole Pacific Rim is vulnerable, but the caldera is triggered by the two strains in California. What the other one has a plane name that goes perpendicular to the San Andreas Fault. What's that one called?
The Wolf.
We're not talking.
Walker Lane.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about fault lines, Bob. We're talking about volcanoes that's going to set off the caldera because everything has already been focused. You're getting a little off topic, but you're being very topical. So what he's referring to is the vial judgment and the trumpet. This is that end that makes we're running out of thunders. So all those things that have been holding back the seal aren't going to hold anymore. So... it's now caveat emptor.
Is the caldera a volcano?
It will be. It's the biggest volcano ever. It's just inverted.
So you got these, going up the Pacific coast, you got different volcanoes, and two of them up in Alaska right now.
The two in Alaska are one that's... Opie's here. Opie can tell you every time the earth has flatulence, Opie... marks it.
Yeah.
He keeps track of all that. He does really good.
I got that.
Yep.
I get her messages. So who? Bert? Yep. Alyssa? Gene? Anybody have something to say?
Eugene had a good run tonight, didn't you, Bob? Eugene had a good run tonight. Good.
Once I got her disciplined, yes, I was totally.
Well, right. He's quick to bitch slap somebody, but that's just the way Bob is. You can't help it.
Yeah. I'm our Miss Brooks. I run a tight class.
Our Miss Brooks. That's right. Bob, Bob will stay with you till you buy or die. Either one, whichever comes first.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi,
hey.
Hi, Opie.
It's Opie.
Hi.
It's Opie's weekend. So much Vancouver or volcano activity going on that she documents over there in Malaysia or someplace.
Everywhere. She does it everywhere.
Everywhere.
No, but where are you positioned? Where are you positioned? Malaysia?
Malaysia,
yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, you just sit there all day long, kicking them off, and sending them out to a few people.
Well, guess what?
Hi.
Before it wasn't like that. Hi. Now it's like every time you turn around.
Hi, Opie.
Yeah. I get my most emails come from Opie.
Yay. What about Bert? Bert was asking something. What do you want, Bert?
Hi, on bottom 126. I want to know the meaning of pump the Catholic watery and shock the Protestant boyin.
Oh, that's the fall of the church.
Ah. Yeah, the Catholic Church and the Protestant. Protestant is the Protestant Church. They probably want something at the Boeing.
What is the watchery at the Boeing, Aya?
That's the Battle of the Boeing, Bert.
We call that the Battle of Trafalgar, what we call it. We talked about that some time ago, but this is making reference to it. Making reference to it, like,
La Palma.
Yeah.
But now, don't hurt Brent's feelings. He's sensitive. Don't hurt his feelings. Y'all being mean. Y'all just mean. Mm. Don't be mean. It's already mean. he's been compromised. Let him be. He's going to be all right.
But, Bert, you can look up the annotations and see what Catholic wardry, particularly literalists like Roland McHugh would refer to.
Correct.
Protestant Boyne. So, anybody else got something to say?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Now?
Yes, dear.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have two, Ion. The first one, what second to none Mither Rector and Maximos Bridges Maker was the first to rise taller than Biden or Trump? Who is that?
This is Trump. This is Trump's exaggeration.
It's Trump.
Yeah.
But it says...
Go ahead.
Look, he's second to none Mither Rector, Maximus Bridges Maker. Right. He was the first to rise taller through his beanstalk than the blue gum brobobobon or the gigantic Wellingtonian sequoia. It's all about his braggadocio.
Okay, but Ion already identified blue gum as Biden.
No, that's a different clause.
That's a different clause. That's about the blue gum is what he's saying. That I'm going to deliver you. I'm bigger than the best. My mag is bigger than your mag.
Okay.
I've got a bigger mag. And now, rather than the blue gum, Biden is going to fuck up everything. Boba gooba looba looba gooba.
All right. Trump's always the first to rise taller. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that it's another clause. It's in the same clause.
And don't.
But he is first. He's taller than the blue gum bubba bum. Asshole. The gigantic Wellingtonian sequoia.
Okay, but wasn't the gigantic Wellingtonian sequoia Trump? Or was that just Trump bragging that he's bigger than...
Trump bragging that he's bigger than any sequoia. He's bigger than all of them. There's never been anybody richer than me, nobody more successful than me. I'm the best it's ever been, and I'll whoop the man that says it isn't
and
so.
He's better than his old self. He's better than his old self.
Taller than
as tall as he is. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't believe good looking I am. I can't believe I'm as rich as I am. I can't believe how everybody's endorsing. We go, yes, Mr. President, we can't believe anything you tell us. We can't believe you're right.
But I was first. I was before Biden. Now I'm bigger.
I was the first to lose, and I still run this country. still my time, so don't worry about it. I'm glad y'all here to take the heat. Y'all gonna take the heat, so we're good for you. Good for y'all. Good for y'all. Yeah. Go get Shinumi. That's what we called him then, Shinumi. Schumer. We're calling him Shinumi. Cause he's fixing to have a tsunami.
Chuck Schumer.
Okay. He's gonna have a tsunami.
Okay, but, I got one.
Gee, just to note this, is all artful disorder, is what Trump did.
Yes, the artful disorder.
Well, what he's doing is he's qualifying and quantifying the position that says, I told you, that's what Trump's gonna come right back. Y'all better get your dictaphones out. You can type this out right here. You can say, I told you.
So the Thunders.
Oh my God! Historic rain in California causes a levee breach. Imagine that flooding in California under 10 feet
of snow. It's already on Ion and Bob. Bob. The levee breach.
Trump said, posted on wherever he does this, Truth Social or whatever. Yesterday he says, I was right about everything.
I was right about everything. That's right. They're not saying that. It's like if anybody else would say it. Okay, Fauci had a bad day. Okay, Fauci made a little mistake. Okay, he didn't mean to kill that many people. He didn't really mean it when he said, masks don't matter, leave it alone. And then he went straight to, two masks or you're dead. One is masks don't matter. Leave them alone, and then two masks or you're dead. And nine boosters right off the top or you're dead. Just don't worry about it, you're gonna be dead. And why are you killing everybody else because you're being so selfish to live? If you just go on and die, it'd be okay. But you can't do that, You gotta be selfish and take the shot so that you don't kill somebody else. That's what you need to do. You know, there we go.
Mm. Bob, why don't you unmute Nicholas? I think he's going to contribute after Eugene.
I think Gene didn't finish. Did you finish, Gene?
No, yeah, I have actually two more questions.
Come on, honey.
The Thunders, Bob. Or you said you've run out of thunder. Is that the Thunders in Revelation as well as the Thunders in Finnegan's Wake?
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's no difference.
Yeah. Okay. No difference. Yep. Just confirming that. Okay, the most important question.
What's the last thunder? All right, if you're going to do all that, what's the last thunder? Since you're going to be all bawdy, what's the last thunder?
In Finnegan's Wake or in Revelation?
No, in Revelation, they're the same.
I got to pull up my notes and see if they're there. Trump's the last thunder and the trumpet. Yeah.
Ta-da! Ta-da! There you go. That's where the story ends and begins, so it's very, very fun. That's good. Now, Sugar Love, you should have been on your money. You should have been on your moxie for that one. You should have known that.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Trump.
Because not everybody paid for Revelations Revealed. Not everybody paid for Revelations Revealed, but you, however, did. But you get the benefit of it.
Thank you very much.
Mm. So, Gene, the fine artful disorder. Listen to this. The thousand thunders in Finnegan's Wake, each is 100 letters, except for the 10th thunder has 101 letters. Making 1,001 letters, which refers to the 1,001 stories of Scheherazade and the Arabian Nights.
Yes.
So it's all one big word with 1,001 letters. So the first thunder hooks up with the last thunder. So this is the first question, and it's going to link up to the last thunder of Trump in the Book of Revelation. So that's why this is Trump in the first thunder, because he's going to be in the last thunder in the other book. Because this is a book of Revelation, updating of the book of Revelation was one part of Joyce's project here.
This is what's being revealed. And this is why we went back to the beginning with the Playfair cipher, which is Angel, for Jenny Bell to figure out. And they couldn't work that out, so we're doing it. No problem.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, Wyndham Lewis wrote about the angel in this Human Age trilogy. Cipher points out the angel, but that's put in by non-physical. Joyce didn't mean that cipher, did he?
Yes, he did. That's how he wrote it that way. That's why he finished it not thinking it was complete. or the absence got the best of him, and this was his best he could do.
Right. So he was
either
working
way,
on the
either way.
He was working on the Angel theme as well as Lewis.
Sure. But see, you're okay. You always mess this up. You do Wyndham Lewis and Lewis Carroll. It's always backwards. You should be following the latter. You should be following the latter. That'll tell you something.
Yeah, Joyce did Lewis Carroll more than Lewis.
Right. Correct.
But look on the last page. It has he come from archangels.
Right.
One of the levels of interpretation of the last page, 628, is this angel coming down on you.
Agreed. And it's not to pat you on the back and tell you you've been a good boy. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And the cipher is alien.
Look at this. If I seen him bearing down on me, now under widespread wings like he come from archangels, I'd sink, I'd die down over his feet, humbly dumbly, only to wash up. Yes, did. Mm-hmm. There's where. First we pass through grass, be hushed the bush to wish a goes, far calls, coming, far. Then it says, end here. The ends, the four lines before the ostensible ending. It says, end here. You don't end with us then fit again, take bus off of the memory, till thousand feet lifts, the keys to given, away alone, alas, the love belonged. That's part of page one. So it says, right,
right.
End here. Four lines before
the
and you end with the fucking everything scattering as the angel comes and sweeps you up.
And that's
pretty
not pretty.
Eh?
When you, it's pretty incredible. Not a pretty sight. When they come to clean up, yeah, no, it's no bueno. It's no bueno, Bob. No bueno.
That's what they want to do to me, Gene. Jace was predicting.
Yeah.
You're not careful, Bob. This is going to happen to you.
So did
Bob
they clean up?
Bob gets up and he says, Akino I? Then Bob says, no I. No I. No I. Akino I? No I. No I. That's what Bob says. No, if I do it.
Akino I. Is that angel
Akino
talk?
I? No, that's Spanish. It's Spaniel. Akino I? No I. Akino.
Akino I?
No
I.
No I.
No
I?
No eyeball? Is that what you're saying, I?
No, not me. Not
me. Not me. Yeah, not me, man. Not gonna get me.
Not Bob. Not Bob. Well, you might get Bob, but it won't be Bob when you get him.
Yeah, it'll be the other Bob.
So, Ion, I thought that it was going to mean they're asking, Bob, are you a god? Is
no.
Bob answering
no?
No,
Bob would never ask if he's a god. Why, Bob would even know. If Bob would say, well, if I am a god, I wouldn't know it. How would I know? What's the qualification of being a god? How would I be a god? If I'm a god, okay, maybe I am. I don't know, but I'm not sure how I know.
And I don't give a
Miss
fuck.
Karen! Now, here we go. Karen! My god.
My god, Karen.
Karen says, I'm a god. She says, I don't know. He says, I don't know. Well, your name is God. No, your name is God. Yeah, my mama says, God damn Bob, what are you doing? God damn. We thought his first name was God damn Bob. What he thought his first name was God damn Bob. And his sister, don't forget about his aunt. That's always a fun one.
Right. So listen to this, G. The first thunder begins with me. B-A-B. Bob.
Yep.
That's the first
yep.
word.
Bob.
In the
okay. Alright, I vaguely remember that.
And if you go to the,
and it ends with,
you go to the top of the page three, the beginning page that comes from page 628, back to River Run, past Even Adams, from Swerve of Shore to Bend of Bay. Swerve of Shore is SOS, Bend of Bay, B-O-B. From Swerve of Shore to Long.
B-O-B. Yeah, Bicky Bye, B-I-Bo, Bicky Bye, Bo, B-A-B, Bicky Bye, Bo.
Bring you
by. Oh, yeah, that's.
Bring us.
That's the Three Stooges. Yeah,
that's,
you know that.
That's
yeah.
Bob Beach. Is that Polo Beach? Bob's Beach?
Yeah,
Bend
yeah. And
Bring's,
well,
yeah.
It's in Dublin, too. Bring
four
us
seasons.
By, is,
it's four seasons.
Four
seasons,
seasons
actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
brings us by a commodious pictures of recirculation back to Bob's spaceship, disguised as House Castle and in Barnes. See the Earth. It's the castle and the Earth is Bob's spaceship when I showed up.
Recirculation back to House
Castle. Look up. Look at they're rocking the alphabet with the Three Stooges with the B-A-B. D-A-B, D-I-B, D-I-B-O,
Okay.
You started the first thunder, Ion. All right, I got one more, though, Bob, an important one.
Oh, you wait till the last seal falls. You don't want to know something? Put this on your facial book, Bob. Put this on your facial book. You wait till the last seal breaks. Then they won't be... Y'all laughing now, but you be crying before you go to bed.
Yeah, okay.
So, this chapter starts with S-O question mark.
Yeah, that's me going, so? I'm saying, yeah, that's a lot of words, Mr. Joyce.
No.
So what? I'm telling Joyce, so what? What do you fucking know? You're a nobody. You're Trinai.
Tell me the significance of Southern Company with this, the beginning of this chapter.
Oh, yeah,
S-O question mark. Ion?
Yeah, what about it?
Is there significance to Southern Company given, you know, no more thunders? The return of Trump bigger and better than ever? Is there significance?
We're going to be very strident in our answer. Ivan and Ethan Allen knew more than most people would prescribe. Okay? And because of what Ivan and Ethan Allen did, gain information regarding, there is a significance, but it leans as far as it goes with Kinder Morgan. Did you play the Kinder Morgan stuff, Bob, or no?
No, I didn't play that. No.
Thank God. It'd be blood in the street. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Because now nobody knows what we're talking about. So that's good. If you go back and you go through it, I'll blow it up and I'm like, oh shit, this is a bad day. So yeah, it's good. Okay. Nobody cares. It's all good. Happy days. Next.
Yes.
Anything else? Y'all good? What else you got?
Thank you very much. Quitting time. Thank
you. Yeah, I think someone wanted to say something.
Ion.
Nobody? That's it?
All good, all done?
Didn't Nick want something?
Hurry, Nick.
Nick wanted to be unmuted.
You have to unmute it. Unmute Nick.
Everybody's
Michael's
unmuted.
Crying. Well, then redo. Redo, refresh.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Bob. I just want to say hi. Ion. Hey. Hi, Bob. Hi, everybody.
Hey, darling.
Hi.
Sorry you got trounced again, honey. Bob does that often.
That's okay.
He's trying to get you to join his granny channel. If you can be a supporter of his granny channel, then he'll let on more prominent. It's worked great for Jean. Eugene gets on. She got on. She's a prescriber.
I got it.
Get it back. I don't see Nick.
Yeah, I'm here, Bob. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Bob?
You weren't muted.
Okay, Bob. What's all this damn crying about?
Come on, let's go.
Pink sunset shower. Red clay, cloud, yep. Sorrow of Sahara, yep. Oxide, or iron. There's a reference there to the iron. What is that about?
All of it. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, made a great statement that was just almost prolific. He said, if you gave the Sahara Desert to Joe Biden, he would run out of sand.
Okay.
So, the clay and the markers, say them again, say them in order, and be cool, be right,
pink,
we'll answer you, go ahead.
Pink sunset shower,
Red
Wait,
clay.
What page is this, Nick? Okay. What page is this?
127, Bob. Three quarters of the way down.
Okay. Pink sunset shower.
Go ahead. The pink sunset shower. Stop. You said enough. That goes back to what Bert was talking about earlier. Bertrand talking about earlier about the degrees of the fall and the changing within the earth and how you won't notice it unless you're ascending. Because what's going to happen is you're going to wake up dead.
Mm-hmm.
You see? If you don't wake up dead, then you are doing better than you were otherwise, which means you're still alive. So it's like, okay, those are steps. So that's the pink part. Now do the next part.
Red clay cloud.
Okay. That's the red bloom. It's already begun. Oh, we're not supposed to talk about that. Sorry.
In the ocean.
We're sorry.
The red bloom in the ocean. Okay, sorrow of...
So is it all right? So we should do it like Joe Biden. If we whisper it, is it okay? Maybe we whisper it, it's okay.
Yes.
We whisper it, okay. All right, no, we did it already. We've already blown our load at this point. Do the next one, let's go.
Sorrow of Sahara.
Yeah. That's the shame that's coming from this new revelation being, capacity. Eugene, what the hell are you talking about? Fly swatting. That's what I'm hearing. Someone swatting flies. Who the fuck?
I like Bob
flies?
Swatting flies.
Oh, Bob is swatting flies. Okay. I mean, Bob don't do anything though. That's not good. If Bob's swatting flies, he's got to wash his hands. So he'll be gone for a while. Okay. Go ahead.
Tyler said you need to calm your ass down.
We're going to show you what the three stooges do. Yeah. Mm.
Ox hide on iron.
Okay. The ox hide, that's the without oxygen, the iron responds differently. That goes into the vile judgment. Vile judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, one last one, Bob. So one last one, Ian. The Maria scope could also be a kaleidoscope.
Yes, but it's referencing the incredulity. People, when they look through a kaleidoscope, they can't believe what they see. And when you start fucking the people they were fucking, you can't believe that they would fuck them. Like that.
Okay.
Basically.
I'm good.
Basically.
Thank you, Ian.
That's the Nimrod version, but it's a good version. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ian.
All right. Thank you, Ian, for going the extra mile on this difficult night.
We're working hard for you, Bob. It's only 2 o'clock your time. You're going to be all right.
Yeah.